The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. Searching for trouble in places that it doesn't seem to be. Yeah, because New Constructs evaluate securities on a scale from most attractive to most dangerous. And what is dangerous? Most often it's things that may look on the surface to be attractive. But when you dig deep, yeah, not so much. And at New Constructs, they dig in at the deepest level. They basically start at the footnotes and work their way up. Each month they do a list of the most attractive and most dangerous stocks, but they rate all securities, stocks, funds, ETFs, on a scale from most attractive to most dangerous. And if you want to learn more about how it works, you're going to go to newconstructs.com. You're going to follow them on Twitter, at New Constructs. And by the way, they typically blog about their pick here each week. So if you want more information, get on that Twitter feed, and that way you will get notice when they have blogged about what they've said here, and you can get more information. David Trainer, of course, is president of New Constructs, and we're always happy to have him on the show. David Trainer, welcome back.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Groupon.
Danger, danger.
Groupon. It's ticker symbol GRPN, a very popular stock. But, you know, it gets linked to things like LinkedIn and Twitter. Like, hey, here's our popular internet. It had an IPO that everybody wanted to talk about, etc. Is it the same kind of problems we're seeing with the other guys, or is this something different?
It's somewhat similar. I mean, look, we talked about Twitter last week. We pointed out how that business model was effectively broken, right? To the extent they make themselves more attractive to advertisers, which they need to do, they make themselves less attractive to their consumers. You know, and we see a broken business model with Groupon, too. Selling coupons is not a business, right? Selling coupons online is not a business either. Just doing something that used to be done offline, online, there are no competitive advantages. And so we're seeing the gross margins, which they've touted, because they are high, gross margins are high, headed down fast. What people may not realize, though, is that their profit margin before tax is negative and headed down as well. So one common thing for sure, Chuck, and I think this is like common for a lot of the danger zone discussions we've had recently, don't be distracted by the top line or revenue growth. Investors need to focus on profits these days, especially as markets get more choppy. Too many people fall for the top-line revenue growth number. It's misleading because, yeah, Groupon's still growing revenues, albeit at a slower pace, but profits are headed down, and they're not going up anytime soon. They have no competitive advantage, and we don't see how they'll ever get one, and yet the valuation is, you know, crazy.
Let's talk about how crazy is the valuation.
You know, this is my favorite part.
Mine too.
You know, because one of the benefits of our models is like I can throw in kind of multiple scenarios here and just kind of play with like craziness of valuation. So I've got a couple. If you assume that they generate margins, which are I think -3% right now, if they're able to suddenly switch to +5%. Right, and grow revenues at 10% compounded annually. And by the way, consensus revenue growth for next year is like 1%. They've got to do that for 21 years. So they've got to drastically turn around the profitability of the business. All the while, so raise margins and accelerate revenue growth. Not many retail firms in the history of the world have ever done that. Retail is like a low margin business, even if you're a Kroger and you've got ridiculous scale. Even if you're Amazon and you've got ridiculous scale. Groupon's got 48 million users. That's it. And by the way, I get my coupons directly from Kroger.
Right.
The offline merchants, they figured out how to like create coupons themselves. So anyway, that gives you a sense of the overvaluation.
What's the catalyst here? We are talking about a segment of the market that is always frothy and that always has a lot of people sort of flowing in as if it's got greater fool theory going. So what's going to stop them from flooding in?
That's a tough question, Chuck. I mean, in some of my institutional meetings, the concept of irrationality comes up with respect to certain stocks. And, you know, the smarter guys always love to say, well, you know, the irrationality is unlimited or limitless. And I say, well, you know, that is true, but is your tolerance for risk unlimited? And so, you know, why I always, well, I should say, I don't pretend to have the crystal ball to tell you exactly when it's going to happen. I can tell you that don't believe that because a stock goes up, it becomes less risky. It becomes more risky. And we think the catalyst here in the near term, and this all depends on how much they're playing with their numbers. And, you know, we've got some stuff in our article pointing out about how they play with their numbers up to this point. And there's still room to exploit accounting loopholes. But we think the catalyst is going to be they're going to miss on earnings, right? Because the top line, you know, they can buy companies, they can do stuff to artificially raise the top line, but the profitability of the business has been sinking and it's going to continue to sink. And I don't think they're going to be able to meet the earnings estimates.
Ultimately, what's a fair value price on the stock?
It's hard to say it's going to be worth more than $2 a share.
Oh my. That is not going to make a whole lot of people happy, but that's a reason, that alone is a reason why Groupon, ticker symbol GRPN, and you know, currently trading at about $6 a share, so we're talking about a 66% haircut if David is correct. Well, that's why it is in the danger zone. David Trainer, great stuff as always. Thanks so much for joining me on Money Life.
It was great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
Remember, if you want more information about David, the firm, their pick each week, go to newconstructs.com. You can follow them on Twitter. They're at newconstructs. All right, we are heading for home on this very unusual lineup day for Money Life. Up next, it's our big interview, the biggest interview we're going to do all day in terms of length and time. It's Lowell Jura from the BMO Alternative Strategies Fund. That's next when Money Life rolls on after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.